Welcome to the Excel Pod.
Welcome to Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show. I'm Garrett.
I'm Corey.
And we're in we're in Philippians chapter 1 and in verse 14 today. We've been in this discussion about Christ being proclaimed here in Philippians chapter 1. Paul has been talking about how that he's been proclaiming Christ even in imprisonment and the situation that he has found himself in. Today we're going to be in verse 14 that says this, "And that most of the brethren, trusting in the Lord because of my imprisonment, have far more courage to speak the word of God without fear."
Okay, so because of his courage in facing imprisonment, that allowed opportunities for others to become confident in spreading the gospel. They would ask, what's going to happen to us? But they would see his reaction that, you know, I'm not concerned about what's happening to me. I'm concerned about, I want to preach the gospel.
Yeah.
So if I'm free, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to go wherever I want to and preach the gospel. If I'm in prison, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to sit here chained to these Roman guards, and I'm going to preach the gospel to them and whoever else happens to come along. But that emboldened others to share the gospel. His courage rubbed off on other people. One of my favorite stories from you and your brother when y'all were younger, and those who are listening to this podcast don't know, if you've raised multiple children, you know they all have their own personalities. Garrett has always been the kind that wants to study things and figure them out, okay? Gordon is like, if there was a bull riding competition, Garrett would want to study some of the great bull riders, the physics involved, the techniques, you know, and he would know what he was doing before he got up there. Gordon, my middle son, is the kind, he just jumps on the bull's back and I'll figure it out when I get thrown up in the air, you know. Well, they were playing in a friend of ours' barn, and up in the loft of it, they looked down and they saw that parked in the barn there, he had a grain truck full of grain. I think it was wheat.
Corn. Yeah.
And you remember what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And so they asked, can we jump off in that, from the loft off into that corn? And the friend, actually distant kin that was there, said, yeah, you can. Well, Garrett, the older brother, is sitting there looking at it and looking. He's studying and studying. And about that time, Gordon backed up and got a running start. And here he dives off into it, you know. Well, as soon as he did, Garrett.
Pull a corn.
Yeah.
He's like, jump on in. The corn's fine. Like, I don't know. He's already down in there in it.
As soon as he did, you jumped in.
Yeah.
That confidence that he had gave you confidence. And maybe that's a long way to illustrate that point. But
yeah.
That our courage and our faith and our faithfulness can be contagious. And that's the point that he's making it here, is it's making them much more bold to speak the word without fear themselves.
Yeah, it kind of brings a new meaning to the term captive audience when you think about your listeners are chained to you. But yeah, it's kind of this idea that, you know, hey, if Paul can do it, I can do it, you know. And there's other preachers now that are doing what they're doing because of Paul's example. Paul wasn't in it, you know. Obviously he's not doing what he's doing so that other people would see him and say, well, I can do it too. But that is a positive impact he's had in that, you know, I'm doing this for the cause of Christ and I'm going to preach the gospel, and, you know, others are starting to follow suit, and that's been a blessing for them.
Yeah, we sing, take new courage. We cannot tell what the morrow may bring. When the dark clouds vanish away, then your heart truly can sing. Sing and be happy.
Yeah.
So taking courage is something we've got to do. We've got to be bold and take courage to know that, you know, our job is, and we could talk about a lot of reasons why that maybe we don't have the courage to to preach, to teach, to tell others about Jesus. Maybe it's because we know that we hadn't studied like we ought to. Maybe it's because we're afraid of their reactions, whatever. But, you know, the idea here is really just to be courageous and be bold. That doesn't mean unloving, but it means you, at some point we've got to take the opportunities given to us to tell others about Jesus and to invite them to study and to actually do the studying with them.
And that takes away a lot of fear, too, whenever you kind of have this, you know, maybe a big factor, especially right here, is, okay, what's going to happen to me if things go south? You know, if they don't accept the message, if they don't like it, whatever. And I think since that's kind of already happened to Paul and he's ended up in prison, then it's kind of that same deal of, you know, you're already seeing your brother in the corn of, well, he's in prison and he's still doing the same thing. So, you know, the worst case scenario, I end up sitting here next to Paul and we're doing the same thing together, I guess, you know. You know, it takes away kind of the fear factor if, okay, if they don't do anything, then I get to keep doing this. And if they do something, then I just get to be in prison and do it. So, having
that
example.
But either way, I'm going to preach.
Yeah. And that's a mindset of, you know, it doesn't matter what happens to me. What matters is that the Lord is shared. And so keeping that at the forefront is kind of the driving wheel behind that idea.
Yeah, but we can't help. We got to tell somebody. And the older that I get, the more that becomes my mentality of, you know, I just want to tell others about Jesus. And you may not like, but to understand that the results aren't our business, that's God's business, takes a lot of pressure off of us as well. But my job is just to be bold in proclaiming, telling everybody that I can about Jesus, whether that's somebody that, you know, I'm not going to be, maybe I will be one day, I don't know, but I'm probably not going to be in prison chained to somebody. But I have in times past been buckled in next to somebody in an airplane and they're not going anywhere. So yeah, Here's an opportunity to talk about Jesus with them. And some want to and some don't. But it's, again, about a mindset of I've offered and, you know, if they don't, then it's their loss. And what's the worst they can do to me? It doesn't matter. It's others before self. Yeah. And you need the gospel. So I'm going to share it with you no matter what it might cost me.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, by the way, here's another kind of emboldening thing, too, for all the preachers and ministers. You know, I used to think, I guess, learning how to preach, and I'm not saying I got it figured out by any stretch of the imagination, but, you know, that it was about how well that I put together a lesson or something like that. And that's not the case. The power is in Christ's message and sharing Him, you know. I don't know how good or bad of a speaker or a preacher Paul was, but he had an ability to just share Jesus and have people to start a relationship with him. And that's what made him so effective. And he didn't let anything stop him. And so, you know, the power is not in how good maybe of a speaker you are, but in your ability to just, you know, introduce others to Jesus. And I think his message kind of speaks for itself if you can introduce that kind of relationship.
And if you're bold in proclaiming it, it may not be that you necessarily reach someone through your preaching, but like Paul, your being bold about it might be what causes your friend or your neighbor or your family member to also be bold. You might give them the courage they need to jump off the hayloft into the grain truck themselves, and they may be the ones that ends up converting hundreds or thousands or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
But our part may just be the one that, through our bold proclamation, gives courage to others as well.
And just putting it back in the context of this book, you know, how much better would it be if we focused less about our attitude and maybe the divisive things that are keeping them apart and just focused on sharing Christ with people? That's the design of the church. And so, you know, instead of focusing on my ego or what I've got to get across or whatever, let's just focus on spreading Christ and his message, and then the rest will figure it out itself. We appreciate you listening in on our study today of Philippians. We hope that this can inspire you to dive into Philippians more in your own time. But until then, we'll see you next time on Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show.